USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An appeals court is ordering the judge presiding over the case against retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss the criminal charges against the former Trump National Security Advisor. The ruling coming down from the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote. The Democrats' filibuster came after they argued the plan didn't go nearly far enough and accused Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of refusing to negotiate. Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler tells Fox News now is not the time to be playing politics.
I really commend Senator Tim Scott. His efforts have united our conference behind this bill, the Justice Act, which provides the tools necessary to improve policing, to give them the tools they need to keep our community safe.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One senator is speaking out after Democrats blocked a Republican bill on police reform. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Senate Democrats blocked a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote on Wednesday. Republican Senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, reacts to Democrats blocking the bill.
Here's the truth. In Detroit, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, all these cities could have banned chokeholds themselves. They could have increased the police reporting themselves. They could have more data information themselves. They could have de-escalation training themselves. They could have duty to intervene themselves. Minneapolis as well. All these communities have been run by Democrats for decades.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
During an event in the Rose Garden, President Trump said the GOP is ready for reform. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A classic rock star says he's not afraid of dying from COVID-19. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Rocker Sammy Hagar was recently asked by Rolling Stone in an interview how he was dealing with the pandemic, and the former Van Halen singer turned solo artist says he'd be comfortable playing a show before there is a vaccine, as long as the pandemic was, in his words, declining. Then he added, quote, "I would rather personally get sick and even die, if that's what it takes to get back to playing rock and roll." And he said he would also rather see everyone go back to work, end quote, "if some of us have to sacrifice on that, okay." Hagar said, "We all gotta die sometime, man." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The monstrous size of the Sahara dust cloud has made meteorologists' heads turn. The leading edge of the Saharan air layer dust plume has invaded the Gulf of Mexico. Satellite imagery shows two areas of concentration with dust stretching from continent to continent. The bulk of the first cloud has reached Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, not just clouding the sky, but turning it a murky white. Visibility at the airport on St. Croix in the Virgin Islands dropped to 3 miles and was limited to 5 miles in San Juan, Puerto Rico. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.